Next item on the agenda is conditional use 2538 Jeffrey Bowman.
Mr. Chairman, again, I have listened to the audio, reviewed the record, and therefore I'm prepared to vote on this application. I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2538 for Jeffrey Bogman for a professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this applicant seeks to allow the conversion of an existing home on the property into a professional office. The site is currently used as a horse farm where the horses are used in an equine-assisted psychotherapy. This conditional use is in furtherance of the predominantly agricultural use of the property. Two, the property is located along Fitzgerald's Road near the intersection with Route 113. It is in an area where other businesses and commercial use exist, including the large Fitzgerald's Auto Salvage operation. This location is appropriate for this use as a small professional office associated with the equine facility. Three, the applicant has stated that the office will primarily be used for operations that already occur on this site. This office will simply allow for more organized and efficient operation of the equine facility and the therapy services that occur there. Four, there is no evidence in the record that the use would have any adverse effect on the area roadways or neighboring properties. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the professional office that is ancillary to the agriculture and equine psychotherapy uses of the property. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square foot per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, parking area for all vehicles associated with the office shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. No parking shall be allowed in the front yard setback. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. F, failure to comply with these conditions may result in the revoking of the conditional use approval. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use 2538, Jeffrey Bauman. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0.